CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brian Clark. As the concerns about global banks continue, Credit Suisse is reportedly in talks to merge with UBS. In the U.S., Bloomberg says the White House has been in contact with billionaire investor Warren Buffett about the situation. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what could come next.
Moody's became the latest credit agency to downgrade First Republic. Another wild card for these banks is the Federal Reserve, which could now raise interest rates by less than expected when it meets next week. That's an effort to try to ease up the pressure on these banks, and that could be good news if you're trying to get a new mortgage or pay off your credit card debt.
Former President Donald Trump claimed in a social media post Saturday that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in relation to the Manhattan DA's probe into hush money payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. ABC News has not verified the claim. The Manhattan DA has not commented, and a spokesperson for the former president later walked back the claim. At least 15 people were killed, hundreds were hurt. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Ecuador and Peru. This is ABC News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting occupied areas of Ukraine this weekend, says ABC's James Longman in Ukraine.
A defiant Vladimir Putin visiting occupied Crimea to mark 9 years since Russia annexed the peninsula. But this was a visit by a wanted man. Friday's arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court hanging over him. The court says Putin's alleged deportation of thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia amounts to a war crime. President Biden supporting the evidence.
Well, I think it's justified. He's clearly committed war crimes.
Putin saying nothing about those serious charges.
In California, the governor has capped insulin prices after reaching a deal with a nonprofit generic drug maker. Governor Gavin Newsom says insulin for everybody in the state who needs it will be capped at $30. He says it'll cost the state $50 million over a decade. And in Arkansas, a federal lawsuit claiming detainees at a county jail were given ivermectin to treat COVID-19 without their knowledge or consent will go forward. A judge refused to throw the case out. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're gonna amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
kids. They're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Upper 30s Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Turning much warmer Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s and showers possible. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 14.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the concerns about global banks continue, Credit Suisse is reportedly in talks to merge with UBS. In the U.S., Bloomberg says the White House has been in contact with billionaire investor Warren Buffett about the situation. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what could come next.
Moody's became the latest credit agency to downgrade First Republic. Another wild card for these banks is the Federal Reserve, which could now raise interest rates by less than expected when it meets next week. That's an effort to try to ease up the pressure on these banks, and that could be good news if you're trying to get a new mortgage or pay off your credit card debt.
Former President Donald Trump claimed in a social media post Saturday that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in relation to the Manhattan DA's probe into hush money payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. ABC News has not verified the claim. The Manhattan DA has not commented, and a spokesperson for the former president later walked back the claim. At least 15 people were killed, hundreds were hurt. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Ecuador and Peru. This is ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State is retiring after more than 40 years in office. Governor Evers is appointing former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski to take Doug LaFollette's place. Wisconsin voters will decide if judges should have more discretion when setting bail. Social justice groups want you to vote no. Jonathan McCray Jones is with the ACLU.
Pretrial detention was never about the safety of the community, but selling the illusion of safety as justification for mass incarceration, government revenue, and outdated racist and classist policies.
Wisconsin votes on April 4th. In sports, Marquette beats Vermont to kick off the big dance. They'll play Michigan State Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
kids. They're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Upper 30s Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Turning much warmer Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s and showers possible. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 14.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.